All right, we're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier Robert Height. Robert's run of 3.857 at 331 miles an hour from Friday stayed on top, giving Robert his sixth number one spot this season, 77th in his career. Great run last night, a great run to close out today as well. How much momentum does that give this team heading into race day?
Well, I would say that it was mission accomplished in qualifying because, you know, we came in here with a 10-point lead, and now we're 21 points. That's two rounds, okay? He's got to go two rounds further to catch us. So that's a big deal. It's huge. So we gathered a lot of points in qualifying. The first run today, we pushed a little too hard. Tonight, we were trying to run better than the 85 that we ran. Mm-hmm. And the clutch didn't cooperate early, so it ran good at the other end. But anyway, and you're splitting hairs, okay? When you say that an 86 with a 3 or whatever it was is bad run, and yet we qualified with an 85 with a 7, you're splitting hairs. These are nitro cars. They're not pro stock cars. So, if we could do that four times tomorrow in that range, I think we're going to be at the top at the end of the day. Not really, because they're the type of team that can come to life on race day. Some teams they don't just hit it right off the bat like we did, and sometimes they do. But tomorrow will be their fifth run of the weekend here. They're liable to be low ET of the event. They're capable of doing that. So no, we can't focus on anything anybody's doing. All we can do is in qualifying, since we're at the back of the pack every run, we can watch what other guys are doing, and that kind of gives us an indication of what the track will hold, and we can make some last minute adjustments based on that. Honestly, Jimmy and I and Chris, we did not feel that the 85 from yesterday would stay number one, so we were a little shocked. But it's the same every time we come to Vegas. These cars have asthma, okay? You're halfway to Denver, and, it's just they're bunched up, okay? There's a lot of cars bunched up, and it shows. And if you want to make a big move, you got to really make some big moves in the tune-up, and that's a little risky sometimes. Yeah, it's impressive. It's a lot of fun. It was awesome to see the stands full today. That's a great feeling. And, hopefully, historically with SEMA and everything, Sunday's a big day here. So be a perfect day to win.
Robert, you've consistently said that you race your own race. You stay in your lane. You don't pay a lot of attention to what's going on in that other lane. At the same point, to the point you had, you understand the point situation. Do those ever clash? Do you ever start thinking about those point situations too much?
No, you've got to block all that out. You have to just focus on the task at hand, and that's, number one, cutting a light, and number two, keeping it right in the middle of the groove, and whatever happens, happens. That's the best that I can do. I can't control anything that's going on in the other lane or what Caps is going to do or Hagen's going to do. We just got to do our best, and that's what's got us here. We've done it all year, and can't change it now. We just got to keep doing what we've been doing. Is the pressure a little more now than it was, early on in the year? Yeah, sure it is. But we've been in this position before, and mastered it. So just got to keep doing it.
How do you master that in your head to keep that all in the distance?
To me, when this car starts up, it's not hard for me to focus. My mind's not thinking about, okay, wow, what's the points or what the other guy's going to do. I have a routine and I stick with it. And if you can keep doing that, you're going to be successful. You can't look at the results, okay, because the results haven't happened yet. You've got to focus on the task at hand in the moment and stay there, and it'll all come.
Does that make it tougher for you, though, when there's people like myself or in this room and everybody that's coming up to you saying,
no,
oh, you're three up, three down?
No, I like it. I would much rather be leading the points because, we control our own destiny. If we win the rest of the races here in Pomona, we can't be caught. So that's our goal. But it's one run at a time.
Do you feel a jolt in this team or this weekend? Going from 10 to 21, which is huge in qualifying, this is a weekend we can really take advantage of this opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same in Dallas, though. You know, racing Caps in the semis, and we had, I think, a 40-some point lead, and, you know, we could have added 40 more to that, and that would have been huge, but we let him back in. We did not race smart there, so we're going to learn from that, and we're going to race the conditions tomorrow, and I like our chances because this thing is definitely responding to what Jimmy and Chris do to it. We've got a really good combination.
All right. Thanks a lot, Robert. Congrats. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.